This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lifting the Lid with Sam and Duncan.
Lifting the Lid. It's a segment where we learn about people in industries that perhaps we don't know too much about. And today we're talking with Patrick Westhoff. He's a oral health therapist and dental hygienist. Top of the morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good. I'm sorry, haven't seen you in a while.
No, I'll check in and see with your reception.
It's been super busy.
I'll leave my card with you guys later.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Patrick, I feel like this is an obvious question, but how important is dental hygiene?
A nice smile brings on a self-confidence, but also recently this research has come out saying that the same bacteria that's in heart disease is also in gum disease. So starting with the mouth can help overall health.
That's what they always say, isn't it? Teeth is the window to our souls.
That's right.
Is that?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Never heard that before. Look, let's talk about toothbrushes. Because I think sometimes hard toothbrushes can make your gums bleed. Soft ones can get all the food out. But, what's the right toothbrush we should be using?
Go soft. Always go soft.
Go soft?
Yeah.
Why do they sell hard ones?
People have this feeling that, hard, so they're getting all this stuff off, but it's actually doing more damage to your gum.
I like the electric ones.
Usually electric ones, they're usually all soft. Yeah, if you really like one of those really vigorous brushes, go ultra soft.
It sounds like you're a friendly chap, so why are we all so scared to come and see you at the dentist?
I think, the mouth is quite a personal area. Especially having someone in your face, literally. It's pretty daunting, and there's a lot of sensations going on there. So I think a lot of people just feel a little bit, it's a lot to handle. And I think also because people put it off, and so when they come and they're usually in pain, so they come in pain, and that's not a good thing either.
Is there a special course that you have to do to learn how to ask a person a question as you're jamming a hand into their mouth?
You know what? It's funny. That's like a dental language I can speak. That sort of mumble groan. I can usually understand what they're saying. You just want to have a conversation with them, and you've always got their hands in their mouth. So
that's right.
Hard not to.
I'm thinking of. So we talked about. Why people adults are scared of the dentist, but for kids coming along who are scared, do you have certain tactics to put them at ease?
I think it's best with kids. When they're really really young, So the parents bring the kids along to their own dental checkup just to see what the whole dental environment is about. It might not necessarily mean having to go in and check their teeth. It might just, be them sitting on the chair, having a little ride, and they, lean back, and then me showing them what my gloves are, and I might have a fun little mask that I can put on, and then free stuff always helps. Stickers, free toothbrushes, sparkly things. Yeah.
That's good.
What's your tip for us at home to ensure that we're doing the best job possible in our mouths, so when we come in and see you, you're like, oh, you've done a good job?
Look, brushing twice a day for at least 2 minutes. Flossing or getting in between your teeth is key. Always floss before you brush as well. Handy little hint. And then, diet-wise, not too much sugary stuff, acidic stuff. But if you're going to go down that route, make sure you have a bit of water after you have, that sugary or acidic foods. Yeah.
Patrick Westhoff, thank you for lifting the lid on what it's like to be an oral health therapist.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.